Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts. Tell me lies, tell
me sweet little lies. Well, we always love to pretend that we are so erudite, but we are now building a list of books that people always fib about reading. What book have you said that you read but haven't really?
I have never lied about reading a book, but I did read War and Peace just so that I could say I had read it, and it took me 6 months. And then I met somebody who read it in 3 weeks, and there wasn't a character in that book that I even liked.
Okay, that's fortitude right there. Tell us your fibs or maybe your stories of triumph over literature that you don't like at 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org. And so World Book Day was celebrated last week in Britain. A poll was put out to go along with the celebration. People were asked if they had ever claimed to read a book when they had not. 65% of respondents said yes, they had.
Well, you don't know anything about Marshall McLuhan's work.
Really? I happen to teach a class at Columbia called TV, Media, and Culture. So I think that my insights into Mr. McLuhan, well, have a great deal of validity.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Well, that's funny, because I happen to have Mr. McLuhan right here. So, yeah, just let me come over here a second.
Oh, I heard what you were saying. You know nothing of my work. You mean my whole fallacy is wrong. How you ever got to teach a course in anything is totally amazing.
Boy, if life were only like this.
Yeah, that's from Annie Hall. God. Embarrassing. And so now to discuss more, we've got the takeaways. Patrick Henry Bass. He's a senior editor at Essence Magazine, books editor and published author, too. And I should say in full disclosure that Patrick picked my new novel, Kiss the Sky, as the Essence Book Club pick for May.
Whoa.
But I did not lobby for that. It came as a completely, a complete surprise. But we're not talking about
that. Don't
worry,
he hasn't read it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm so happy
to
be
lied about reading.
I'm so happy to be a part of the Liars Club this morning.
Yeah, absolutely. So now we're talking about, this survey. What did people lie about reading the most?
Well, what would you think? I mean, what would you think would be one of the books that most people would say that they read that they hadn't read?
I would say War and Peace, maybe, based on what we heard from the spin box.
Exactly. And remember, this is England, so 1984 by George Orwell.
Really?
I was surprised that Trollope didn't show up. That
right,
Trollope,
yeah.
You know,
huge.
Yeah.
Or,
you know, yeah.
Or Galsworthy or something.
Yeah, but it shows that, an inferiority complex is universal. That's what it shows more than anything else, And while we still cannot break away from our Anglophilia, the British also have this, notion of being smarter, by reading the most complicated books of all time will somehow get them street cred and or sex. Because that was also one of the factors in terms of reading these particular books.
So if you read all of Dickens, you can get
possibly.
Really?
Yeah.
We could make
a
ribald joke about that, but we will choose not to. But I'm just curious, were the men lying for sex or the women or both?
The men were lying for sex.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that whole thing about men fall in love through the eyes, women fall in love through the ears. So I guess if you read Shakespeare's sonnets and all that, or at least you say that you've read Shakespeare's sonnets, it goes away,
Well, one of the things is that, like in New York in the publishing world, I find that people lie about books because, like you have here that 25% of the people lied about reading Ulysses. I would say that probably 98% of the people in publishing lie about reading Dubliners. They just hadn't read it. I mean, me and myself, I participated in a lie when there was Cynthia Ozick's The Puttermesser Papers, which was a very well-reviewed book. And I felt pressure to tell people that I read the book. Now, this, no offense to Ms. Ozick, it was an amazing book once I read it 4 years later. But I remember going to lunch and people were thinking, oh, the Puttermesser Papers, is this going to get the National Book Award? And I'm like, well, it deserves to get it.
You would actually
I would
play
participate
along.
In that lie. John, I lied about reading your book, actually. Moving Violations.
Thanks,
well, I'm admitting lies now.
Oh, it's getting personal.
Well, no,
now.
It's one of these things. My book is one of these books that people need to lie about because it makes them feel so smart if they read my book. Right.
Well, I remember in college, Remembrance of Things Past by Proust. I just basically read, 10 pages and wrote a paper about it.
You wrote a paper?
I had to write
That's beyond lying.
I didn't lie that I read my 10 pages. So
I also
that's, I guess, a semi-lie.
I also want John to fess up that he didn't read Cousin Bet in French.
No, I did not.
You did not read Cousin Bet in French,
No,
did
but
you?
I know the last line of Ulysses.
Okay. the
I am, yes, I will, yes, yes, yes.
Oh, awesome. He's lying.
There's probably a few words wrong, but it's close to that.
I didn't read Ulysses, so I don't know. Okay, well, what do people actually enjoy reading? Do we know anything?
Well, one of the things that, well, you have to go to the bestsellers list. And I think that, you know, authors like Stephen King and Sidney Sheldon and Danielle Steel, and yes, I'm a part of the literati, I think that they tell stories extremely well. And, you know, War and Peace is supposedly universal. I don't think that it carries over as well. I think that Danielle Steel will be remembered the next century far right. more than Tolstoy will. It's just that most people in the academy will not admit that they've read it, but she will have been read by more people than Tolstoy will have been read.
I think someone like Toni Morrison, I get the sense, and tell me if I'm wrong, that her newer books may have sold less than, you know, something
like
Beloved.
Well, she admits that. Toni Morrison says that if her books hadn't been adopted by, you know, universities and schools, that she probably couldn't get published today. She readily admits that. And if Oprah Winfrey hadn't chosen, you know, Beloved as a film, although the film tanked, you know, it did help the sales of the book. And if she hadn't chose Paradise as one of her book club picks, I don't think that Toni Morrison's books would have sold. And remember, The Bluest Eye, when it was first published, was a monumental flop. Those books by African-American female writers were largely dismissed by the New York Times until John Leonard became an early champion of Toni Morrison's work.
Do you think Beloved is like Ulysses, a sort of an American Ulysses?
Well, the New York Times chose it, you know, the greatest books of the past 25 years. It ranked number one. I think it holds up there. I think that
is it a book that people will lie about and say they have read, but maybe they haven't?
I would shudder to think that people hadn't read Beloved, you know, who said that they read Beloved. I think the way that Toni Morrison has told that story is so masterful. Mm. Once you get into that world, it's impossible to leave it.
What about the Bible? What happened to the Bible here? 24%.
Thou shalt not lie.
Yeah, exactly.
But did no one read the Ten Commandments?
Yeah, but people do all the time. And, you know, I think this is absolutely fascinating. I know as a books editor, you must be... It's at least good to know that books are still something that you lie about. People lie about their sex life all the time. Why not books?
I lie about both.
Patrick Henry Bass, thanks so much.
Thank you guys for having me.